In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. We'll have more on the situation facing coffee farmers in Hawaii a little later in the program. But first, Alphabet, the parent company of tech giant Google, will report earnings after markets close today. It'll be an opportunity to see what the company has to say about its regulatory problems. Problems like having just been fined $57 million by French regulators for violating European data privacy rules. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson brings us this quick look at what else investors will be listening for come this afternoon.
Yes, Google has the Pixel, its phone. It makes home speakers, sells cloud services, but digital advertising is still very much its bread and butter, and where it's growing. Mark Mahaney is an internet analyst at RBC Capital Markets.
Google has sustained 20% advertising revenue growth for approximately 9 years. We think that's unprecedented in financial history.
So the question is, how long can Google sustain this? Mahaney says Facebook recently reported better than expected ad sales, so the market is expecting the same from Google. But eventually, the law of large numbers will catch up with Google, says Yusuf Scully, lead internet analyst at SunTrust.
This is a company that's 20 years old, and this year they'll do in excess of $130 billion in sales. At some point, you can't continue to grow double digits when you get to that large a base.
But Scully thinks that slower growth scenario is still a couple years off for Google. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.